Հանոր եւ որդով եւ օգուին սրբով, ամեն։
In today's gospel reading, we just heard how Christ is in the synagogue. And in the synagogue, he stands there and he reads the prophecy of Isaiah. And Isaiah, in it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And what's important to know is that he's not just reading the prophecy, but he is actually revealing himself and who he is. The people there heard him, but did not recognize who he was. But he was declaring something very important. He was saying that today, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, today, at this moment, now, healing, freedom, and the light of God's kingdom is present. And every time we hear the gospel chanted in the church, we must remember that in front of us is Christ being revealed. He stands before us not to be admired, but to be received. This is why in the church, when we read the gospel, when we chant the gospel, the deacon stands before us and he closes his face. He doesn't stand like this reading it, but he covers his face because it is not the deacon that is chanting. It is not the deacon that should be heard. It is Christ being heard. This is why right before he reads the gospel and chants it, the choir sings, "Ase Asklats," which means God speaks. And then we immediately hear after that what God is saying to us. There's a story of a young man who likes to complain. And I know we have none of those in the church. But a young man who likes to complain. And he goes to church and he complains that church has become pointless. He says to the priest, he goes, "Derai, Father, I have heard the same readings all my life about the church from the gospel. I have read it and I have heard it constantly, but nothing changes. Why doesn't anything ever change?" And the priest listens, and he has glasses on, reading glasses, so he takes his reading glasses off, and he gives it to the young man, and he says, "Here, try reading the gospel now with these glasses." So he puts the glasses on, he starts to try to read, but everything is blurry. He can't read anything. And he says, "These don't work. I can't see anything on the page." And the priest says, "Exactly. The gospel hasn't changed. The words are the same. The only thing that has changed is your vision and how you look at it." He goes on to say that every generation and every person needs to learn that they must read and see the words of God with the right, healed, and healthy vision. In today's gospel, we hear of the people who see Christ, but they don't recognize him, because they have a different vision. And yet Christ reveals to them who he is by healing them, by showing them this is whom you have been waiting for and whom you need to see. He has opened their eyes. They are not happy about it. It's right after that they go and try and throw him off a cliff. But he does reveal to them who he is. Saint Ephrem the Syrian says, "The word of God is like a mirror which shows each person their own face. It reveals more, though, as we grow in purity." If we want to understand the Gospels, if we want to understand who God is, we need to live a godly life, a pure life, a holy life. So often those who criticize Christianity and criticize our faith are the ones who are not living a very Christian life, a holy, pure life. It's through living in pureness and purity that we come to understand who God is and come closer to understanding our faith and who Christ is. And it is in that time that our vision is healed. If Christ's words are to be fulfilled today and become a reality, this means that our daily life must continue his ministry in this world today. That means that to preach the good news to the poor means to share our time, our love, and our comfort with those who have been forgotten. And there are many people who do not know the love of Christ because no one has shown them that love, because they have been forgotten by society. They have been forgotten by a community. They may have even been forgotten by a family. And it's up to us to go and preach love to them. To proclaim liberty to the captives means to forgive those who have wronged us and to free ourselves from bitterness and sin. When we forgive, we are freed from that grudge that we hold. But so often we like to live in those chains. We like to live that way because it feels comfortable to us. Because I don't have to talk to this person anymore. I don't need to discuss anything with him anymore. So I don't have to worry about it. But that is a weight that weighs upon us. We must restore sight to the blind, and this means seeing Christ in difficult people. And we are Armenians. And if you work with Armenians, you know there are difficult ones. And so it is up to us to see Christ in them, even the ones we try to avoid. And we all do this. When people call us or we see them and we try and walk the other way and avoid them, we need to see Christ in them. Because in seeing Christ in them, we then become more Christ-like. And then finally, we need to set free the oppressed. That means defending those who have been mistreated unjustly, even when it is uncomfortable for us. As I said, we need to come out of our comfort zone and see them and comfort them and help them and defend them, because no one else will do that. When we live this way, we then allow that the divine liturgy does not end with the final blessing at the end of Padre. The divine liturgy continues and actually begins with the final blessing. Because when we go out into the world living this way, the Holy Spirit that anointed Christ and anoints us at our baptisms also gives us the authority and the reality to become his hands, his voice, and his presence in this world. So in the gospel today, when Christ says, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing," he meant that salvation begins when his word is heard and obeyed, and that the word manifests in this world today. I pray that not just today, on the last day of Armenia Fest, but in the weeks, months, and years to come, we learn to see with healed eyes, live with open hearts, and become living lights of God's mercy in this world. So that when people in this world see us, they can say, "Today, the scripture has been fulfilled again." Amen.